smell what Barack has cooked.
I'm here to challenge you to a match.
When it comes to standing up for the American people, I am ready to rumble.
I think that we may need a wrestler in the White House.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Great American Bash. My name is Brandon Weatherby.
My name is Chris Kelly.
This is a podcast about the intersections of presidential politics and pro wrestling. We happen to write a book.
Yes, it's called The Donald, How Trump Turned Presidential Politics into Pro Wrestling.
How many times do you have to correct yourself when you say the title of the book?
I just have to think really hard to make sure I get it right.
Nearly every time. The website is DonaldTrumpIsAWrestler.com. This is a real book written by two college graduates that have real jobs.
Yeah.
Okay, and DCS, go to DCS today. There's a short interview with us. We're one of the weekend picks in the Washington Post for this Sunday. It's our book release party / debate watch. / hopefully we can make them stream No Mercy in another room for
yes.
us.
And that's October 9th, Sunday, Black Cat.
And a German television station will be there, and that's real. For some reason,
I'm excited
the Germans want us. Anyways, what's going on this week?
Okay, so another one where when I go back, I forgot that it's only been a week since we did this and since so much stuff happened. We last recorded, I believe, last Thursday.
That is correct.
And then late Thursday / Friday morning, 5:30 in the morning, Donald Trump took to Twitter.
Yeah.
As you do. You know, when people drunk tweet, that's when they do it, but he allegedly doesn't drink
or
smoke.
He does not drink. It's so clear to me
so
that
he's
he does not
drink. So he's just up all night on InfoWars and Reddit, and then he starts tweeting. And he tweeted, the one that got the most attention was, "Did Crooked Hillary help disgusting, parentheses, check out sex tape and passed, Alicia M. become a U.S. citizen so she could use her in the debate?" none of those things are facts.
It doesn't matter. They like to have fun. That was the thing that happened over the weekend. Former Miss Universe Alicia?
Alicia Machado.
Yes. Does not have a sex tape.
No.
And Donald Trump happens to be in a sex tape. Kind of.
I mean, it's a Playboy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's topless people making money.
Remember when Playboy could make money with that, with just topless
God,
people?
It's so amazing. Have you checked out not topless Playboy? Have you been to Playboy.com?
I think so, but yeah, it just...
It's weird.
Yeah.
Things are... Anyways, that was the weekend news cycle.
But that was only the beginning of it, because sometime on Saturday, the New York Times revealed their big get. They got his 1995 tax return.
All right. How did I completely forget about that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So much happens that already feels like old news, which is crazy.
The fact that
in 1995,
he is so good.
He took a $916 million loss, which would allow him to not pay federal taxes for 18 years.
Wow.
It just showed up in an out. There's a great piece about the piece on New York Times about how it just a tax return showed up. They had to go track down the tax preparer, the semi-retired tax preparer in Florida, to try to figure it out, because it turns out you couldn't. Some of the numbers didn't line up properly on the $916 million loss field, because the tax software at the time wouldn't allow you to put a loss that big. So he had to go in with a typewriter. So they had to go down. I mean, this is like real journalism, not like what we do. And it's great. The interesting part, how much have you seen about the speculation of who leaked it? Because it had a return address from Trump Tower, which is amazing. It's coming from within the house. There's like speculation that it could have been Marla Maples.
Oh, that's right.
Because they were married at the time.
Yeah.
She could actually leak her own tax returns without fear of federal prosecution.
You mean WrestleMania 7 backstage announcer Marla Maples?
Yeah, that's the one.
They like to have fun. You mean in the background of WrestleMania 5, two rows behind Donald Trump?
And his wife.
And his wife at the time, Marla Maples?
Yeah.
Good times.
God, man, Marla Maples is having a really, she's having a good year.
Did you follow any of the weird Instagram stuff during the RNC?
No.
Marla Maples was there because her daughter spoke.
Oh, yeah.
That was really weird.
She's not really allowed to be a Trump.
Yeah, it's really, because like, you never see Ivana.
She's
anymore.
Not connected with this.
But you see the kids all the time. Yeah. So to see any Maples connection whatsoever was very jarring. And Instagram, they send it to members of the media like, hey, these are our weirdest tweets of the day and our most successful tweets of the day. And one of them was Marla and Tiffany right after she spoke at the RNC.
Yeah.
I don't know why I was like, oh, that's like seeing Eric Bischoff on WWE programming.
It's crossover. Yeah. So as that happened on Saturday, Trump was about to go to a rally, I think somewhere in Pennsylvania. He was supposed to give a, quote, a nine-sentence critique of basically something Hillary said about Sanders supporters who were millennials that had been spun by Politico to basically be like, oh, could she just took a shit on millennials? Mm-hmm. Not really the case if you read it. But he basically couldn't get through the nine sentences, and it took him like an hour because he kept going on these like 20-minute jags. I'm trying to load
this. This is while the tax release was
yes,
being.
Yes, he's melting down
on stage.
This is
the Pennsylvania rally. Okay. Time is flat circle, blah, blah, blah. Who cares? On a long enough timeline, everything seems recent. Therefore, how many hundreds of years will it seem like every rally for Trump is just a Klan rally?
Just, oh, on like the much longer, like the Klosterman.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's not, every time you say rally, I'm like, that's not, we should clarify. I'm like, no, that's actually the correct term.
Yeah.
It is a rally.
Well, it's like the thing where, you know, in how many years will Hitler just be the guy with the mustache? And, like, history will, Hitler and Chaplin will get confused because of the mustache.
I want to make it clear that I did not get high right before we recorded this podcast.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I'll try to get this rant up, but it's a pretty epic, the Washington Post trying to report the unreportable. He's just, you can't, unless you're just going to quote it, you can't be like, oh, and then he went off on this jag and then this rant. It's really strange thing to have to do.
Because he's brilliant and no one could transcribe
yes,
brilliance.
And that was during... So
the broken brilliance of
broken
Donald
brilliance.
Trump.
Delightful. Dilapidated campaign. So, so after his word salad rally on Saturday, we had a vice presidential debate on Tuesday.
Since the book has come out, we've talked to some people about what everything represents and like how Hillary fits into all this. Every single time people ask, what does the vice presidential candidacy mean? Nothing.
Nothing. Not
There's
at
no
all.
Wrestling analog. It's super boring. Move on.
Yeah. The GOP posted the results before the debate happened, which people are like, oh, like the Democrats didn't have that. Yeah, of course they did, but they didn't hit it yet. Newspapers have obituaries of every public figure. They don't publish them. They try not to publish them before the person's dead. I didn't watch the debate because SmackDown was on. SmackDown's the superior show.
I was watching the debate while you texted me about the John Cena.
Oh yeah, we'll get to that
promo.
It was kind of a great promo. But yeah, basically all in the VP debate. I gather I missed crosstalk, some scripted insults. Mike Pence denying that Donald Trump has ever said anything.
Yeah, he was really, really
Mike
good.
Pence also saying, which I feel like this has already been lost, it seemed like it was going to be a big hit on Tuesday, you whipped out that Mexican thing.
It's still a meme.
It's going to be, yeah, it's a meme.
It's still a meme, and if you're actually trying to get young voters, that's something that will last.
Yeah, and people really were, like, upset about things that were covered and weren't covered, and to quote The Rock, it doesn't matter.
No, it doesn't. It yeah. doesn't matter.
None of it matters. All that mattered was that Tim Kaine, brother of Kane, so brother the Undertaker, is that he got Pence on record, so then they can make an ad, which they did immediately, and that was the only purpose of the debate.
It wasn't entirely pointless, and it was kind of important, and the topic that I wish they talked about more was the age of both candidates.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Either of these guys could actually be president?
Because No. The fact that they're 70, that's yeah. the thing. Like, we should be talking about the ages of the candidates. These are the two oldest candidates in American history. That's important.
Mm.
And number two, in the WWE's stock portfolio, mm-hmm. I don't know what it's called, the giant, the reams of women, the binders full of women, the, what is it called?
I have no idea.
The info packet that comes with
okay.
the stock. One of the notes, it's like on page 10, it's buried in there, is this stock is most likely going to take a hit when Vince McMahon dies.
Right.
That should have been the whole premise of this debate. When one of these two candidates, because they're so old and because we've never had this before, you're probably going to be president for a minute. What are you going to do? People that have WWE stock have had more warnings than people that are going to vote this November.
Yeah, I mean, that's what the primary is supposed to do. It's supposed to vet 70-year-old candidates.
We're not really doing that.
No, we didn't. It's too late. It's too late now.
Cool.
So while you guys are all watching the debate like jabronis, I was watching SmackDown, and it started with a Kane victory.
Oh, yeah.
By count out, because Bray Wyatt took a walk to go wander in some vignettes. The three big things. Miz and Dolph continued. So there's a pay-per-view, Sunday, No Mercy, SmackDown only, and so it's the go-home show. Miz and Dolph had their thing, and Miz prepared a Dolphumentary.
It was really fun.
It was hilarious. It was a mockumentary in the WWE style of something called Success of a Failure, the Dolph Ziggler story. charting basically a 10-year career where he's been saddled with some pretty bad gimmicks. He's had, he says, crap jumped on him, dropped on him from the ceiling twice, which no one else has. And then he brought out two members of the Spirit Squad, which was his last gimmick before Dolph Ziggler, where he was in a like a 5 or 6 man male cheerleader group.
To be fair, when the Spirit Squad debuted, I think Bush was still president.
That's how long ago, yeah.
And
definitely.
I don't know, we need to remember that our president was also a cheerleader.
Yes.
So that's not the worst insult here. You can still be leader of the free world and a cheerleader.
And, you know, Dolph should, Mr. Nemeth should take that to heart. Also, something that's great that, like, Miz has been doing, they have a fake perfume ad for No Mercy. Have you seen that on the network? He's basically the best, and I hope he wins. I mean, Dolph's fine, but I really, they can't take the heat away from Miz right now. You got to give him the heat of ending Dolph Ziggler's career. You got to let him use that like Lesnar uses ending the streak.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
I want the Miz to get the first clean in the middle of the ring pin against Dolph Ziggler, or against Brock Lesnar.
That'd be great. That would get all the heat. Also, we had a little thing in the women's match. Carmella continues her fury against Nikki Bella, and I believe at one point she yelled at her, "You thirsty Kardashian wannabe."
She did.
Yeah, which is great.
It's great.
Was that before or after Kim Kardashian was robbed and bound and gagged
that
at gunpoint?
That was after.
Okay. So she didn't want to be that, but she does have, it was a good promo for the show that premiered last night, Total Bellas, which I watched.
Featuring Hillary Clinton supporter John Cena, Jill Stein reporter Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, Total Bellas, the spinoff of the successful Total Divas show on the E! Network.
What the fuck is going on?
The first episode, because these guys like to have fun, the first episode was called The Cena House Rules.
Should I watch this?
Yeah, no, it's so much better than Total Divas because it has only the people you care about. Right?
This is going to be
fun. John Cena, people were like, oh, he's a monster. It's like, oh, no, he had like a bad childhood and no family structure, so he's trying to use his millions of dollars to like have a family and have a family structure. So literally nothing wrong. He likes to have breakfast and dinner with his family, and he would like you to not take your he would like you to take your shoes off and not have your dog bite him. He's not like,
fucking Mark.
He's like the best. He's the best. This is the most I've ever liked Cena is in this show. He also can't help himself from making, none of them can, from making dick jokes at any point. If you say the word hard, it's like being in a third grade classroom. If you say hard or bone, it's a nightmare.
I love it.
So it was a lot of fun. But before he did that, Cena, well, I mean, this was taped months ago, but Cena on Tuesday was in a segment with AJ Styles and Dean Ambrose. The three of them have a triple threat for whatever they're calling that.
Just to be clear, Chris means that Total Bellas was taped months ago, not what he's talking about.
No, this was SmackDown Live. I think with an exclamation point. So first, before Cena can even say anything, AJ Styles told him to shut up and said, how dare you compare yourself to Ric Flair for the 16-time world champion, Ric Flair. If Cena wins on Sunday, he'll be a 16-time world champion. What didn't get brought up is the fact that this week, Ric Flair says that he slept with Halle Berry. Circa 1997, when she got divorced from David Justice, they would both been in Atlanta.
Yeah, it makes sense.
You know, it's Space Mountain. It's the oldest ride, longest line, baby.
Jesus Christ.
She denied it, and so did her people.
Ric Flair also has a political analog. He's teased running for the governor of the governor of North Carolina, or the mayor of Charlotte.
Oh.
He's teased Ric Flair.
No, he's not.
Ric Flair has teased
he's teased it, yes.
Multiple times.
Yes.
I'd say almost as seriously as Jesse Ventura has teased running for president.
And almost as seriously as Donald Trump did until 2016.
Fair enough.
Yeah. And then when Cena tried to get back at AJ, he was interrupted then by Dean Ambrose. And let's play a little clip of that.
I already know what you're going to say, so let me just save you the trouble. You're going to say that you didn't come out here and screw me over last week. You're going to say I screwed myself over. You're going to say that I'm my own worst enemy. You're going to say that I've always been my own worst enemy. You're going to tell me to stop complaining. You're going to tell me to stop making excuses and see you're going to spin it. You're going to spin it around to where the guy who got screwed over twice now looks like the jerk. Because that's what you do. Because you're the master of the political spin. You're really good at it. I mean, you should run for office. That's how you've been able to stay on top for 15 years. Heck, that's why you're in this match to begin with. Anybody who's a threat to you, you undercut them. You cut their legs out from underneath them. You stab them in the back. You've been trying to do that to me since day one. and you're never gonna be able to. You know why, Mr. Hustle? Because you can't outwork me. You think you work harder than me? Because on your day off, you're flying a private jet to some awards show. I'm in this ring every night, blood, sweat, and tears in wars. Mr. Loyalty, the poster boy for loyalty to the WWE Universe, these fans, to this business. Check my resume. 0 sick days. 0 days on the injured list. 0 days off, period. More matches than anybody in this company last year and the year before that. I guess you got no respect for that, Mr. Respect. You got no respect for me. I know that. You have 0 respect for me because I've never been one of these guys who came in here and kissed your ass and came to you looking for advice and played your little game. I've never played by your rules. Not now. I'm not going to start. And so I guess if being like fake, plastic, suck ass behind the scenes is what it takes to become a bona fide superstar in your eyes, you can have it. I'll be over here. I'll be Dean Ambrose because that's real. Have fun being the guy who plays John Cena on TV.
Yeah, so basically Dean Ambrose gets it.
This is fun. We're having fun. SmackDown is the best show on television right now. Actually, that's a lie. Talking Smack is
Talking
the best
Smack,
show on
yes.
television right now. Then SmackDown
and
Live.
And then Total Bellas.
And then all the debates.
And then the debates, and then Raw's down there somewhere.
Do you think people would be mad on Sunday if we, in the, I'd say, like, I don't know, 38 minutes in, we're just like, swerved, you're watching Total Bellas, and we lock the doors.
Lock everyone in. I would rather switch to No Mercy, but, you know.
And then Kane's fire comes out.
Yeah. That's good. I like that. Anytime they mention Kane, we should set something on fire. I think the Black Cat would really like that. Yeah. Also, I think last thing I've got is, last week we talked about TNA, the VP debates of wrestling.
Yes.
We got worked into a shoot because, like, everyone thought that their pay-per-view wasn't going to happen. It happened. The tapings have happened this week. Mm-hmm. They're not happening right now because of a massive hurricane that's headed towards Florida. But we still don't know who owns it. We still don't know. Like, none of this stuff. Like, everybody just, like, the online stuff, you just get worked. Everyone thought Goldberg's coming back to face Lesnar. He was on ESPN. Didn't confirm anything. He's a 50-year-old man. Like, just all this wrestling news you just get and rumors.
Mm-hmm.
That's where the point where this overlaps to, just because there's so much speculation that means nothing.
Sure, yeah. Sure. Also, Billy Corgan appears on InfoWars all the time.
He's a big fan.
So that's another way how it relates to all of this stuff.
Conspiracy theorist Billy Corgan.
Yeah, so as of right now, the biggest rumor that most likely is going to happen is WWE is going to buy the back tape catalog.
Who knows?
All right.
Was a rumor. But
Billy Corgan's going to buy the company? Whatever.
Whatever.
Either way, Broken Matt Hardy and Donald Trump are having a lot of fun right
now. Their match at Bound for Glory, it did involve fighting on a moving truck, but it was a real, real piece of shit.
Is there anything you want to plug before? This is a very short episode because you have to go to review shows and then go to NXT.
Yeah, Richmond.
Busy weekend ahead of you.
Yeah, I've never been to the capital of the Confederacy.
Ugh.
To see a wrestling show.
Oh, that'll be interesting.
Yeah.
And you're going to see Chance the Rapper tonight, who is probably not a big wrestling fan.
No, and probably not a fan of the Confederacy.
Well, let's see if we could change his mind. Now, if you're in D.C.
You ended on that note.
No, we're not going to end on that note. If you're not busy this Sunday, please come to the Black Hat for our book release party and debate watch.
We probably won't swerve you and lock you in and start Kane's fire.
But
probably.
But we might.
But, you know, this is swerved.
We like to have fun.
Delete!